the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you check wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, freshly tan and back from all the libations in Honolulu. It is the one, the only Nathaniel Lundy. Were you at Waikiki, my friend?
I did 3 days there. One of my wife's best friends from college actually lives there. So we did a stop there and then spent the rest of the time in Maui. Full disclosure, Brad, I didn't miss you one bit.
No, I would have missed myself either. I would have been drowning my sorrows or happiness away in Mai Tais. It wouldn't have mattered. It is paradise on earth. Hopefully the macadamia nuts went down gloriously and the vacation suited you enormously well. With that put to bed, let's get after it. Is indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. And you don't want some damn wagers. It's nearly March. We got the NHL. We got the NBA in full swing as well. So let's hop aboard the honk, honk, plus buzz, as we don't really do here at the top of the podcast. 100 plus 100 odds wager or greater, Lundy. Do you have your eye on me, amigo?
Well, let's do it, Brad. Let's. I'm going to roll with some puck bucks here for us. Let's start off with hockey. Yeah. Let's do it with some plus odds. What do we like? We like goals in the first 10. Brad came back from vacation yesterday, and there were four games. Four. One, two, three, four. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. On the schedule. Four hockey yesterday. This guy right here, slightly tanned, peeling a little bit from getting burned while whale watching, 4-0 yesterday on the goals in the first 10. So nice. It was a very nice way to get back. The lovely people of Hawaii do not have sports betting in their state. So I had an entire week off of doing nothing. So I was really happy to come back and hit some. So we're going to jump back on it here on a Yes Gift. To those of you that are new, goal in the first 10 minutes. That's what the gift stands for in the National Hockey League. Ottawa's on the road, folks. What do? We bet for them for the gift. That was one of the ones that we hit yesterday, for example. They have played 24 road games. They have had a gift in 20 of those 24. That is a nice, cool 83.3% hit rate on the season. It's absolutely insane. And yes, they played yesterday, which means it's a back-to-back for them as they go to Nash Vegas. And then we go to Dallas and Colorado. Now, this is one where I'm playing what we've seen out of the recent trends, in part because Colorado at the start of the year was not either allowing this to happen or having it happen to them, but it has started to trend the opposite way. And Dallas is on the second night of a back-to-back. They were at home last night. They played an overtime game against the Islanders. They lost. Now they got to pack up and come to altitude and take on the Avs here in Denver this evening. So I think we're going to see a goal in the first 10 in both of those. Let's pop ourselves a nice Mai Tai-licious plus 170 over at DraftKings.
Yeah, lick the lips on that one. Good call there. Get seduced by the juice at that plus 170 and drop the puck and make it some bucks there with Lundy. Let's go to the college hardwood and one of the marquee matchups here on this Taco Tuesday. It is indeed spicy down in Stark Vegas, Mississippi State, taking on the Kentucky Wildcats. So on this SGP, come with me if you're buying one. I'm selling simple two-legger, and I broke out the on this exact wager on thegamingjuice.com. If you want to get more of the gory details, log on thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free right now. I like the Bulldogs on the money line. Give me the over on the old total, 146.5. Built that at Caesars. And yeah, I got that still at plus money, plus 104 to be exact. This should be a track meet of sorts, though Kentucky over the last four games playing much better defensively than we've seen the entire season. Still, they're number 123 in EFG since February 1st, but a team that is number 14 in the country in EFG offense and top 30 as well in adjusted tempo. They, you know, with Dillingham, with Antonio Reeves, with Reed Shepard, they just splishy splash from outside. Though that is the strength of the Bulldogs. If any, they are. They're giving up just 27.6% from way downtown here this month. And not only that too, but Mississippi State is a willing running participant. They won't try to slow this thing down and grind it away in a half court. We've seen, like the Ole Miss game, that they will play up tempo when thrust into those opportunities. And a team too mediocre but respectable, 136 in EFG offense, and they're 11-2 at home straight up this season. Excellent on the offensive glass, and that's going to be critical in this game. Who wins the battle of second chances? So to put all together, SGP, Mississippi State, on the money line. Give me the over, the all total, 146.5, plus 104 at Caesars. Lundy, hopefully that one is going to cash because I took a bath last night in college basketball. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, numero cinco, let's have an eye to the future. And I think the Virginia Cavaliers to make the NCAA tournament minus 138, available only at FanDuel, as a gift from the gambling gods. I simply do not understand why this isn't north of like minus 200. So take advantage of the soft juice right now, because I believe the Cavs are going to make the NCAA tournament. Now, they got three games remaining on the schedule. They're at Boston College. Can't have stub your toe moment there. Then at Duke, and even if they lose that game, obviously it's not going to be a bad loss and not ding the resume. Then they're at home against Georgia Tech. All they got to do is go 2-1 in the regular season and win like a game in the ACC tournament, and I think Virginia can polish off those dancing shoes and strap them on. You look at the resume particulars, you know, the net rating barely inside the top 50, just kind of mid, kind of made there. But remember, as an isolated form, the net is more or less like the old RPI, used as a sorting tool inside the selection committee room. They have three quarter one victories. They do have the one quadrant three loss that was at Notre Dame. They're on the resume, a bit of a black eye, but everybody is sickly. Everybody's got warts, those residents of Bubbleville. And you look at the strength of schedule. Okay, it's mid. It's in the 80s and on conference in the 160s. But I think they have enough compared to some of the other teams right now that have both cheeks firmly planted on the bubble to go dancing. So Lundy, straight out of the gate, numero cinco here, the Fade Five, Virginia to make the NCAA tournament, selection Sunday, March 17th, minus 138 at FanDuel. Fade or follow?
Yeah, I'm not feeling the butt cheeks on the bubble here. I don't understand how this one is so crazy low. I'm with you. I mean, this feels like a gift of at least 60 points in terms of an odds. I would have expected this, maybe not at the 200 level that you're talking about, but I would have expected at least 180, maybe higher. I think you take advantage of this while you can with FanDuel before the number either changes or they take it down.
Yeah, ride with the Hoos. It's ugly basketball. I don't care. Just make the big dance.
Number four.
Numero cuatro here with a feed at five. Countdown, second of the college game. Let's go to Lundy's, the neck of the woods, up the road there in Fort Fun, also known as Fort Collins. Inside what is going to be rowdy and raucous, as it normally is, in Moby, one of the underrated venues in college basketball. Nevada is coming in, and both these teams trending to maybe a single-digit seed in the NCAA tournament. So the Wolfpack against the Rams, and I'm going to take the over, Lundy, at just a lowly 138 minus 110 juice available there at BetMGM. These two teams already faced in Reno, and the final total in that game, I know mathematicians carry the one, 141, so well north of this number. I know, historically, by comparison, they're slowed it down. You know, cue the Jodeci, cue the Key Sweat in the background. It's more of a half-court grind, evidenced by their 200-plus adjusted tempos here over the last month. But Colorado State can absolutely fill up the cup. Number 20 in the nation in EFG offense since February 1st. They're shooting 35.8% outside the arc, 80.1% the charity stripe, but wait, it's even better. 61.3% from two. They're getting busy around the bucket, and that is an area of weakness defensively for Nevada. They're number 207 in two-point percentage defense here over the last 3 weeks. And on top of that, too, Nevada really gets to the line early and often, and they usually cash in. So they'll draw some whistles. You can, easily mount up points without shaving seconds off the clock. So you pull it all together, man. I think this total is too low. Nevada, Colorado State, over 138 minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fair to follow.
4 points. 4-point differential right now in the over-under from the game that they played last month. That over-under closed at tip-off time at 142.5. So they've already brought it down by four. You talked about the fact they hit the 141. So they hit the under in the last contest because it was sitting at 142.5 by the time they did the tip-off. So now you flip the script. You get up to Moby, which is, as you said, it's an underrated spot. It really is a fun place to catch a college game. It's a great atmosphere there. And look, they're having a lot of fun in Fort Collins, and rightfully so with the way this team is going. 7 out of the last 10 meetings between these two teams have hit the over. I like this one. Good, solid play over there at BetMGM.
Make some money inside Moby on Nevada and Colorado State.
Number 3.
Numero Trey's here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's work in a little money line, a 3-leg parlay. Let's get greedy, and we'll get some more plus money on the board. The Kansas Jayhawks, leg numero uno, taking on BYU. I say they get the win. I say Wake Forest, one of my last four teams in on the bracket big board, they get the victory tonight. And Utah State at Fresno State, 11.5-point favorite. We'll tack them on just to get that juice out of the minus odds territory and inside plus money at plus 107. So Kansas to score the win, Wake to get the dub, and Utah State to do the same, plus 107 there at DraftKings. Really the only leg I'm remotely concerned about. By the way, Wake Forest is at Notre Dame. If you don't know anything about the Fighting Irish, you haven't missed anything because they've been asleep at the wheel the entire damn season. They shoot like nearly 50% of their shots from distance, and they can't freaking score. And Wake Forest, I know you're saying, oh, well, Brad, they're going to have a letdown. They nearly killed Kyle Filipowski in the court storm. Everybody's talking about the stupid-ass court storm. I'm sick of it. They're in the dance. That's most important. That should be leading the conversation. And they will not have a letdown moment against the Fighting Irish, who are swinging and missing very often, again, from outside this season. And Wake Forest has been a top 25 at EFGD unit here over the last month. Meanwhile, Kansas is the only game I'm remotely concerned about. But they're at home. They're inside Fog Allen. And this season, Kansas, in within the friendly confines, they're undefeated. They are 14-0. They're taking on BYU, metrics darling, but the Cougs rather clawless on the road, just 2-6. Number 171 EFG offense on the road, and number 271 in EFG defense away. Now, shot quality has got this like as a pick 'em, and I don't buy it one iota because the Jayhawks, they just take care of business there in front of their full-throated fans. The number 8 overall, Bartorvik, here since February 1st, number 88 in EFG defense during that stretch, but at home this season, number 15 in the country EFG offense and number 43 in EFG defense. I know Kansas has a lot of weaknesses. We'll see about McCullough and his status because that knee has been bulky. It's been bothersome, but with or without him, they're going to take care of business against the Cougs. Again, number 271 in EFG defense away from Provo. So on this 3-leg money line parlay, Kansas money line, Wake money line, Utah State money line, all the money lines, plus 107 available at DraftKings. Lundy, anything screw this up, fade or follow?
No, I don't see anything screwing this one up. And in fact, I'll get Wake back in here when we get into bonus time because I dipped my toe last night into some college hoops as well. Here's the other thing. I don't have access to player props in Colorado because we're stupid here and we don't have college. We don't have college player props. I don't know what his point total is, but excuse me, but take the over on Johnny Furphy tonight. I don't even know what it is, and I'm telling you to take the over because he's at home and he's in against a team that won't play any defense on him.
Yeah, and I have no idea what that line is either. I'm guessing it's going to be like 8.5, 9.5, maybe 10.5, whatever it is. Take the over on that, and I'll add it. Hey, bonus time, Lenny. Take the over on made threes for Furphy as well.
Yeah, go in and jump on Furphy because ever since Bill Self put him into the starting lineup, you can see the difference. They highlighted it over the weekend. I think Billis was talking about it, as a matter of fact, on the broadcast about the difference in what Furphy has been doing now that he is starting instead of basically being the sixth man for them. So I don't know where his point total is, but again, at home and against a team that is not strong defensively in BYU, an early bonus time for you because I can't bet on it, so you might as well
frolic and play, Mr. Furphy.
number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5. Let's get an SGPX or SGP Plus, however you want to craft it. It's your favorite sports book on the board, and it's more plus money. Yeah, let's reduce the juice and get seduced by that juice. Iowa taking on the Penn State Nittany Lions. This one in Carver Hawkeye. Give me the fighting Kalen Clerks on the money lines there, and I'm going to take the over at 156 in the all total. I'm going to pair that with the Arkansas Razorbacks at home. And gets downtrodden, depressing, really downright. Jerry Stackhouse's Vanderbilt Commodores. All three of those legs hit, plus 107 at DraftKings. Give me a little bit of background about Iowa. A team that is surging at the right time. They pushed my Fighting Illini nearly to the limit in Champaign in the last meeting they had over the weekend. Playing much better basketball than they were earlier this season. Since February 1st, respectable number 53 overall, according to Bartolvik, they are top 10 in the country during that span. And offensive efficiency, netting 1.238 points per possession. They're shooting 54.3% inside the arc, and that is their strength. It's not the outside shooting, because they're only splashing 31.7% from three. But I love their cutting action. A really smart, high basketball IQ. A great, passing ability as well. So they take advantage of kisses off the glass religiously in games. Now, the downside with them, number 308 EFG defense here over the last 3 weeks. But a team that is 11-3 at home, a little bit better defensively. But again, it's all about that outstanding offense. And Penn State, yeah, they're inside the top 60 according to Bartolvik's overall metrics the last 30 days with number 175 in EFG D. And most importantly, Lundy, number 311. Let me repeat that. 311 in 2-point percentage defense since February 1st. That is the strength of Iowa. It's a backdoor action, those cuts, and those kisses off the glass. So that will be the difference in this one. That's why I like Iowa on the money line. That's why I like the over on the all total 156 in Arkansas. Really should cruise. No excuses against Vanderbilt. They're double-digit favorites. They're at home. That is usually a very rowdy environment there in Fayetteville. So put all together on this SGPX Hawkeyes money line over 156, Razorbacks money line plus 107 at DraftKings. And bonus time, Lundy, bonus time. I kind of like Penn State as well, over by itself, 76.5 team total points. And you can grab that at DraftKings at minus 115. Again, Iowa 308 EFG defense. Since the calendar flip to this month. So all that action run around your head. Good, sir. Fade or follow?
I don't know. There were a lot of numbers there, Brad. there were a lot of numbers and a lot of, you mentioned, like, all of a sudden there was a Jerry Stackhouse reference.
Just do it for Luca Garza.
I'm just going to throw out there that, sure, this one sounds like a lot of fun. I'll go with Iowa. I'll go with Arkansas. And I'm always intrigued by anything that involves the Iowa Hawkeyes and an over. Because, for 3.5 months out of the year, all we do is bet the under on those sons of bitches.
Yeah, we do. Maybe I should just put some action down on Iowa women's basketball. Kayla Clark is the shit.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade at 5 countdown. Let's have a palate cleanser after I had to boost the Hawkeyes as a Fighting Illini fan. Let's go to H-Town. Somebody rocking, knocking the boots. You can certainly say that about the Cougs in the first half. I'm going to lay the 7.5 over that first half line against a visiting Cincinnati Bearcats, minus 110 at DraftKings. A very rare first half bet here on the Fade 5 podcast, but I have all the reasons why, and here they are. Houston at home this season on first half line, 16-0. They are impeccable. They are perfect. They are unblemished. Hopefully I am not cursing them. They are 21-6 ATS over the first half overall this season. A team that is running to a number one seed, and for all the reasons, they are number two overall in Bartolvik since February 1st. They slug it down. They punch in the mouth. I've described them as a zombie whore. They're insatiable and voracious. They just keep eating and eating and chopping away, getting and coaxing those turnovers, those sprint outs, and those easy baskets. And they feast on the offensive glass, one of the best second chance teams in the country. That masks those strengths, their overall weaknesses on offense. You look, since February 1st, number 259 in EFG offense. But again, at home, they were undefeated, 15-0. And also at home, the second best EFG defense in the land. And you look at Cincinnati, number 280 in EFG offense on the road this year, and have had their troubles, especially scoring inside. That does not bode well for them against arguably the best defense in college basketball. So all that information, give me Kelvin Sampson's bunch, -7.5 on the first half line against Cincinnati. My number one play of the day, -110 juice at DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
Cougars out here spanking Bearcats. That's what we're having. It's Discovery Channel porn, is what it is. Yeah, I think they're gonna absolutely smash them in the first half. I like this play. You know it a lot better than I do with your college hoops brain. But I think Houston comes out, continues to push. Kelvin Sampson gets this team ready by the time we're talking conference tournament and the big dance. He will have them ready, and he'll get them warming up in these final games as we get close to the tournament. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, Kelvin Sampson, a guy that always has a scowl on his face. Even when they're up like by 50, he finds a way to get pissed off. And that's probably the reason why they're one of the best teams in college basketball. It's bonus time! Bonus time! Lundy, whether it's the NHL, the NBA, maybe some more college basketball, what else do you have on your card on this Tuesday?
I've actually got all of the above. Let me talk to you quickly about some college hoops that I jumped in. I did this last night because I was bored. And I was also really happy to be back home where I could actually bet. So this is a four-leg, just straight money line that I built at DraftKings. It comes in at a +104. And these are all heavy favorites. But I got myself into plus odds. And I was like, hey, I'm not going to complain. That seems like a good spot to be able to be. So let's rock with Maryland at home. They are taking on the lowly Georgetown Hoyas. Give me Georgia at home against Presbyterian. Give me Boston College. They are taking on the Black Bears of Maine. And then I threw in Wake Forest just to get this into plus odds. Again, +104 at DraftKings. Boston College, Maryland, Wake, Georgia, +104 at DraftKings. Now we go over to the NBA. What do I love to do? I love to bet on Victor Wembanyama. The Spurs are coming up to the end, finally, of the annual rodeo road trip. It is a 9-game road trip that they play when they empty the arena in San Antonio for them to be able to do it for the rodeo. Found a way to get creative with this one because the odds makers have finally realized that putting his steals plus blocks at 3.5 is stupid because he's crushing that number consistently. So did this one over at FanDuel, Brad. Give me Wemby for 3 blocks, Wemby for 1 steal, and give me Minnesota on the money line. Minnesota money line, Wemby for a steal, 3 blocks, because again, his over-under on the steals plus blocks right now is at 4.5, and it's juiced up. It's at -135, so I don't really like that one. It's sitting at 4.5, so I'll go for 3 blocks, 1 steal. The T-Wolves on the money line, +113 at FanDuel.
Yeah.
I'm all about that one. So I really like that one. And then you joked about having a first half bet on the Cougars. I've got a first half bet in the NBA tonight. Give me the under on 119.5 for the first half between the Mavs and the Cavs. A little Dr. Seuss alliteration there for you. Mavs and Cavs. Give me the under on this one. Cavs play fantastic defense, especially at home. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they are only giving up roughly 52, 53 points to the opposition in the first half at home this season. So they just clamp down when they are at home there in Cleveland. So give me the under on the 119.5 between Dallas and Cleveland. Quickly over to hockey. I gave you the gift that I liked right out of the gate. That was Dallas and Colorado, as well as Ottawa and Nashville. Let me give you another one. I like it, a gift, yes, in Carolina and Minnesota this evening. Also in Vegas and Toronto. That one is a +185 if you play that two-legger together. Again, Carolina, Minnesota, Vegas, and Toronto, +185. And if you really want to get crazy, sprinkle like a tenth of a unit, put all four of them together at +673. Holy shit, that would be nice to be able to hit. there's a boost over at ESPN Bet today in hockey that I like as well. They've taken this one from what would be even money up to plus 125, and I like the extra quarter that they're giving us. Nikita Kucherov of your Tampa Bay Lightning, Nathan MacKinnon of my Colorado Avalanche. If those two guys combine for 4 points, they've got it at plus 125. 125 is what he's got. Look at what these two guys have done over their last handful of games, and you'll see exactly why. MacKinnon is on a tear. He should be in the Hart Trophy conversation, which he is. I think he's going to run away with it. And Kucherov, same kind of thing. We're looking at guys that have been racking points up on a consistent basis. Hell, MacKinnon might get 2 goals, let alone 2 points at home. Remember, he has a point in every home game the Avs have played this season. The only person who has ever gone an entire season to do that is the Great One. Okay, so if he continues this tear, which, by the way, I have a ticket on him at 20-1 to do it, to go the entire season with a point in every single home game. If that happens, again, it's an ESPN bet boost for you today, up to plus 125. And finally, one that I put together at DraftKings, just need a point out of each of these guys, Kirill Kaprizov of the Minnesota Wild, as well as Patrick Kane of Detroit. Kane has 12 points in his last 8 games. Kaprizov has 18 points in his last 8 games, and all I need is one out of each of those guys, plus 138 at DraftKings. There will be more on the spreadsheet, but for now, I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
All right, Team Juanas, parlay play of the daytime on this SGP multi-legger, and the Golden State Warriors against the Washington Wizards, which really their G League team. Give me the Warriors, leg numero uno on the money line. Steph Curry, leg numero dos, 20 or more points. Steph Curry, leg numero tres at 5 or more assists, and then he got to work at a Wizard to get the juice spike there. So let's work in Kyle Kuzma, the always not so sharply dressed and oddly attire to Kyle Kuzma, 5 or more rebounds. Uno, dos, tres, and cuatro, mi amigos. All 4 legs hit. You're looking at a cool plus 150 there at BetMGM. The Wizards suck. Do you really need a reason why to fade them? They have dropped 10 straight home games. Golden State 8-2 with their last 10 straight up and 7-3 away. The Warriors should cruise to a victory. And Curry should see enough action on the floor to warrant 20 or more points, which he has done consistently. In fact, he's gone 20 or more points or 5 or more dimes in 5 straight games. He had 30 and 7 against Washington in the first matchup back on December 22nd. The Wizards have allowed the 4th most opponent points per game and the 5th most assists to opponents per game over the last 15. And the Kuzma 9 or more boards, middling at best, are the Warriors in terms of sealing off the glass. And he had 9 boards in that first December meeting. So to recap on this SGP Team Ramos time, Golden State money line, Curry 20 more points, Curry 5 more assists, Kuzma 5 more boards, plus 150 there at BetMGM. Quickly in college basketball, another game that I'm digging, and I have a ton more plays on my spreadsheet. You can check it out on thegamingjuice.com. I like Pitt to cover tonight in Little John against the Clemson Tigers. They're catching 7.5. I think that line's a little bit too high. I think Clemson's going to win this game by maybe a handful of points. If you want to live in the middle, maybe take like Clemson on the money line, Pittsburgh way up to like +15.5 in the alt market, and maybe take the under on all total. I certainly would support that, but specific just the line itself. With the Panthers, they've been road tough this year, nearly warrior status, 6-3 straight up, number 69, nice, in EFG offense in those road matchups. Now, defensively, they've waned, number 265 in EFGD on the road, and they're 200-plus in EFGD since February 1st, but again, 7.5, too much. Clemson, a very good offensive team. Evidenced by the number 20 ranking in EFGD here over the last 3 weeks. But at home this season, this is the kicker. They're just 10-4, 106 in EFG offense, and 158 in EFG defense. So that defense, shockingly enough, they haven't really ramped it up in their home environment with the crowd behind them. So I think Pitt is going to hang. And a team that if they can somehow win this game, they play their way into the bubble conversation as well. So a lot motivating them, to say the least. All right, we are out of breath, and I am out of time. Please go to the Gaming Juice right now, thegamingjuice.com, and sign up for a free account. Lundy, I think, is going to be making his writing debut on the site later this week. Of course, our podcast lives there, and I am cranking out content like a madman every single day, fresh daily pieces, and the Bracket Big Board gets scrubbings at least a couple of times every single day. Check it out all for free right now here at thegamingjuice.com. Also, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Fader, follow us on the X/Twitter. Lundy and his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy, and me at Noisy Huevos. For the well-tanned and libation-filled Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.